previously on Algoa FM Breakfast.
It is 8:15 on Algoa FM Breakfast with Wayne and Charlie T.
So, one in three children in our country suffer from permanent developmental damage due to malnutrition. And what is more frightening is that the statistic was before COVID-19. So this number is expected to rise dramatically. And this morning we chat to co-founder of Wellspring NPO and brilliant artist Joe Niemand. Joe, good morning. How are you?
Very well, thank you, guys. How are you?
Hey, Joe.
Hey, we good, fine, jeez. Thanks. Listen, Joe, this seems like a massive undertaking. So what is the reality of the situation at the moment?
You know, when we started out going, how can we make the biggest possible impact? We started looking at where are the most vulnerable people in the country. And we ended up with not a people group, but an age group. It's the group age between 1 and 6 years old. It's the most vulnerable developmental age of children. And if they don't get what their bodies need to develop in that age group, they can go into a permanent damage, which means their IQs get limited to a certain point. Their bodies can't develop past a certain point. So we ended up focusing on ECD centers, what we would call creches, because that's where we can separate these children and be sure that when we intervene there nutritionally for them, that it is a focused intervention that can make a real-world impact. So we as Wellspring have partnered with various organizations, and looking at what's going on in the Eastern Cape, we commissioned a report earlier in the year to be able to give people data and a real sense of what's going on, not only right now, but also what's coming. And the age group of, you know, almost 29% of all the 0 to 5 year olds in the entire country is in the Eastern Cape. And to give you another idea, only 12% of children that start school finish it in the Eastern Cape at this stage. So there really is a growing, you know, we've been going through a pandemic, but right under our noses, because these children cannot bargain collectively, because they cannot threaten violence, it's a silent crisis that's going on right under our noses. And it is impossible, you know, for us as people that are proud South Africans, people that want to build the country, people that believe in the future of this country, it is impossible for a country or a city or a province to be in a better state than its children. So that's why we're focusing on this age group, and that's why we've brought together a group of very talented people to say what is the biggest problem and how do we solve it in a focused way.
Yeah, sounds like a mammoth task you undertaking, but it sounds like we can do it if we all just get together. How can Nkosi Superbar and the hashtag Nkosi campaign tackle this malnutrition crisis, Joe?
You know, the biggest problem is that we've got so much latent potential, but we don't know, because people are isolated and they don't see a connection between themselves and being part of the solution. And that's the thing we're trying to do, is to create a transparent, straight line between people that want to make a difference and people that need help. So through our partner organizations, we've identified more than 600 ECD centers across the Eastern Cape. And what we do is we give people the opportunity to create with us a nutritional safety net, which means we go in. I'll give you a bit of detail about the Nkosi Superbar now, but we create nutritional safety nets by going in and providing food that is delivered, that is monitored, and where we can actually track the progress of those children. So all that's needed is for people to come on board financially, and the distribution and the monitoring is covered, and we can keep track of how those children are improving.
Joe, how, you're speaking about getting involved. How can the community get involved?
Well, you can go to nkosibar.co.za. Or you can send us an email to info@nkosibar.co.za. There are many companies that have funds available that want to be involved, that want to make a difference, and this is a way to do it. You can partner with us. We'll match you with a specific ECD center, and it's for a minimum period of 12 months, so we can guarantee continuity of service. For as little as 2,007 rand a month, organization can sponsor an ECD center. So there really are so many children that are in desperate need, and this is a way people can really take hands and become the change agents in their area.
Joe, just quickly, tell me about the bar itself and the nutritional factors that come into play with this bar.
So when we came together, I've never been in the food industry, but my whole career has been bringing together talented people around the table to work towards a common goal, you know, at a certain budget and at a certain time. So I started reaching out to people that are experts in their different disciplines, got them around the table and said, if we're going to be coming up with a solution that can make a real impact, what would that look like? So that's how we came up with a bar. So from food technologists, farmers, you know, a whole range of different disciplines, we were able to come up with something that a lot of people forget about the fact that if you give something to a child, they must want to eat it, you know. And the assumption is that if a child is hungry enough, they'll eat anything. That's not the approach we took. We wanted to come up with something that our own children would be blessed by. So we started with something that would be really, really, really tasty. And that's been quite a mission. It's been more than 18 months of development. We've just finished the 13th version of the bar. And kids absolutely love it. It is high in protein. It's 24% protein. It's a fully balanced meal. But the point of the bar is to, as we have contact with a child, we push the levels of whatever we can as high as we can. So it's high in fiber. It's very high in vitamins. It's got omegas. It's high in fiber. We're constantly trying to improve how much we can cram in there. And as I said, the biggest thing is that kids absolutely love it. So for 3 bars a week is really a very strong bulwark against malnutrition. And then we supplement that with other 4 to 5 meals according to what the need on the ground is.
Listen, this is really awesome, and well done for getting this going, Joe. And we happy as Algo FM to partner with you as a media partner with the Nkosi campaign. Now, there are steps that you need to follow. You can find out what those steps are on the nkosibar.co.za website and also on the algofm.co.za website. Follow those steps. Get involved. This is a great initiative. Joe, thank you so much for chatting to us this morning, and good luck with this campaign going forward.
Thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.
Thanks, Joe.
Bye-bye.
Algoa FM Breakfast is the business.